As we said on the last slide, gravity is an attractive force that exists between any two objects in the universe that have mass. So think about any two objects with mass. This means if you're sitting at your desk and there's a book somewhere next to you, both of you have mass, both you and the book have mass, and therefore an attractive force exists between yourself and the book. The fact is that this force is very weak between you and the book, and that's why the book doesn't come moving towards you, or you don't feel the force pulling you towards that book. Nonetheless, there is an attractive force that exists between you. So the magnitude of this force, or the size of this force, is related to the mass of the objects as well as the distance between them. And this law explains why an apple will fall to the ground, because an attractive force exists between the apple and the Earth, and also explains why the Earth orbits the Sun. And so the relationship between the force of gravity between two objects, the mass of those objects, and the distance that separates them is known as Newton's law of universal gravitation. In the next slide, we'll see how we can apply Newton's law of universal gravitation to quantify the gravitational force between two objects.